Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Green Comments for today, Monday, July 26th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down 5.25 cents, 537, September wheat down 12.5 cents, 671.5, and November beans down 12.5 cents at 1339.25. I'm not quite sure where we were lower. We opened up higher, moved lower, then came back a little bit toward the close. The weather looks hot and dry to me. We've got low 90s to 100s, low 100s across much of the country out here, and I just don't think it's really that helpful. We've had some rains scattered all the way from Texas into the Ohio Valley. Illinois got some rains. We've had some good scattered rains around, but I think that the temperatures this week are going to be hot enough and the precip dry enough that we're going to put some more stress on this market. But the market didn't seem too concerned with it overnight. Perhaps it's the breakdown in the talks between U.S. and China. They apparently didn't go well. They were pretty stressful. But apparently yesterday late, there was some movement, some conciliatory action by the Chinese. So maybe they'll step in, use it as an excuse to buy something at cheaper prices as they usually do. So I wouldn't be surprised if we did see some Chinese buying on a lower opening here this morning. The Parana River in Argentina is threatening transport out there. The river is at historic lows, and it doesn't look like barge traffic is going to have a whole lot of accessibility. So that could drive some exports to the U.S. We'll get crop progress tonight. I think some states will be a little bit better, has been the case, and some a little worse. I don't think it'll be a major deal. We've got export inspections at 10 o'clock. I think they're going to be on the low side. I haven't seen a whole lot of business out here, so I don't think we'll see big exports. You know, the question is on the weather. It looks like it's going to turn cooler next week, which is why people are a little bit bearish and maybe a little bit more rain. But in the meantime, they seem to be ignoring that it's going to be hot and dry this weekend, putting more stress on the crop. Now, do they believe there's been enough moisture that we can carry it through? I don't know. But, you know, carryouts this tight, we just can't afford to lose anything. But there are some agronomists out there talking 180 bushel yield in corn. So, you know, it's a little bit of a mixed bag out here. The pressure has certainly been to the downside the last few days, but I think we could see a turnaround here today. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.